Welcome to the Sermon Podcast from St. Andrew's Lutheran Church in Columbia, Missouri. Here are this week's scripture readings and the sermon.
A reading from Isaiah. The wilderness and the dry land shall be glad. The desert shall rejoice and blossom like the crocus. It shall blossom abundantly and rejoice with joy and singing. The glory of Lebanon shall be given to it, the majesty of Carmel and Sharon. They shall see the glory of the Lord, the majesty of our God. Strengthen the weak hands and make firm the feeble knees. Say to those who are of a fearful heart, be strong, do not fear. Here is your God. He will come again with vengeance, with terrible recompense. He will come and save you. Then the eyes of the blind shall be opened and the ears of the deaf unstopped. Then the lame shall leap like a deer and the tongue of the speechless sing for joy. For water shall break forth in the wilderness and streams in the desert. The burning sand shall become a pool and the thirsty ground springs of water. The haunt of jackals shall become a swamp. The grass shall become reeds and rushes. A highway shall be there and it shall be called the Holy Way. The unclean shall not travel on it, but it shall be for God's people. No traveler, not even fools, shall go astray. No lion shall be there, nor shall any ravenous beast come upon it. They shall not be found there, but the redeemed shall walk there. And the ransomed of the Lord shall return and come to Zion with singing. Everlasting joy shall be upon their hearts. They shall obtain joy and gladness, and sorrow and singing shall flee away. Word of God, word of life. The second reading is from James. Be patient, therefore, beloved, until the coming of the Lord. The farmer waits for the precious crop from the earth, being patient with it until it receives the early and the late rains. You must also be patient. Strengthen your hearts, for the coming of the Lord is near. Beloved, do not grumble against one another, so that you may not be judged. See, the judge is standing at the doors. As an example of suffering and patience, beloved, take the prophets who spoke in the name of the Lord. Word of God, word of life.
The Holy Gospel according to Matthew.
Glory to you, Lord.
When John heard in prison what the Messiah was doing, he sent word by his disciples and said to him, "Are you the one who is to come, or are we to wait for another?" Jesus answered them, "Go and tell John what you hear and see. The blind receive their sight, the lame walk, the lepers are cleansed, the deaf hear, the dead are raised, and the poor have good news brought to them. And blessed is anyone who takes no offense at me." As they went away, Jesus began to speak to the crowds about John. "What did you go out into the wilderness to look at? A reed shaken by the wind? What then did you go out to see? Someone dressed in soft robes? Look, those who wear soft robes are in royal places, palaces. What then did you go out to see? A prophet? Yes, I tell you, and more than a prophet. This is the one about whom it is written, 'See, I am sending my messenger ahead of you, and who will prepare your way before me.' Truly, I tell you, and among those born of women, no one has arisen greater than John the Baptist. Yet, the least in the kingdom of heaven is greater than he." The Gospel of the Lord.
Thanks to you. Thanks.
You may be seated. Last week, the church heard John the Baptist proclaiming with confidence that one was coming after him who was more powerful than he is. John boldly named his expectations of the Messiah. John swiftly and clearly called out the sins of those who approached him. His confidence and his clarity commanded trust. Today, John raises a question for all who hear the story. Who has not been bold and confident only to have second thoughts on down the line? So much of the human experience can involve such wavering. People might ask, did I get it wrong? From last week to today, the story has jetted forward. You see, John, who last week expected vengeance and wrath to inaugurate, expected the Messiah to bring vengeance and wrath and to inaugurate a powerful response to military occupation by Rome and oppression, well, to kick butt, John struggled to see Jesus in his ministry as the Messiah John had anticipated. Sitting in prison, John sends his messengers to ask Jesus the question, are you the one who is to come, or should we wait for another? It's a good question. Up to this point in the story, Jesus, well, he's undergone baptism. And recall at that moment, a voice from heaven said, this is my son. Then Jesus underwent 40 days of testing out in the wilderness. After that, Jesus withdrew to Galilee when he heard about John's arrest. Jesus called his disciples and started doing ministry. Then Jesus preached, according to the author of Matthew, a very long sermon that started with announcing suspicious reversals, blessings for unlikely people. Jesus offered all kinds of surprising and challenging teaching in this sermon. Then Jesus starts healing lepers and servants of those occupying centurions, surprising people. He exercises authority over creation, calming storms and over demons by freeing people from their oppression. He calls disciples and later, really surprising people become his disciples, fishermen and tax collectors. He restores a young girl to life. And he restores sight to two blind men. He restores voice to one who could not speak, who was mute. Jesus commissioned his disciples to go out and to do all these things, giving them authority over unclean spirits and authority to cure every disease. And in all of this, he anticipated persecution and taught peace rather than violence. Jesus had built a really serious resume. And Jesus was not meeting expectations. What happens when people get so fixated on their expectations and cannot see what else is happening around them? As Isaiah names it this morning in what we hear, but there are other places in Isaiah that he also speaks this, he names the activity of the coming and present Lord. The eyes of the blind shall be opened and the ears of the deaf unstopped. Then the lame shall leap like a deer and the tongue of the speechless sing for joy. For waters will break forth in the wilderness and streams in the desert. The burning sand shall become a pool and the thirsty ground springs of water. To be sure, in Isaiah, there's also those expectations of victory. More so, though, there is healing and restoration and new life. I think about the number of times people live with differing abilities. Those around them may define restoration as and healing as some kind of reversing the disability. Those people get so fixated. Those people around them get so fixated on one way of salvation that they cannot see that their companion is doing their salvation in their own way. This week on the Unexplainable podcast, a guest talked about innate or instinctive responses. He talked about people who have, well, who do not have all their limbs or other senses. He named that nearly everyone born without legs learns to walk on their hands. You see, legs are so normal that people don't recognize that walking is what is normal. What limbs to use? Well, that's a function of what's available. The point is that Jesus does not demonstrate himself to be a great warrior kind of king who is going to muster the revolt that will end the Roman occupation. Jesus did not meet John's expectations in this way. Perhaps Jesus still does not meet human expectations. Perhaps people still want Jesus to bring wrath and vengeance to smite the enemies. But you see, we hear today that Jesus does fulfill Isaiah's expectations. In response to the question, Jesus doesn't speak directly. He names the markers from Isaiah and elsewhere in Scripture. Go and tell John what you hear and see. The blind receive their sight, the lame walk, the lepers are cleansed, the deaf hear, the dead are raised, and the poor have good news brought to them. Indeed, by these criteria, Jesus has begun ministry that fulfills the expectation. He changes the world. What expectations do people bring to Jesus today? Maybe the better question is, how do people see Jesus active in healing, in wholeness, in restoration, and in life? In this time of expectation and waiting, the church rejoices in the hope and life that Jesus enacts for the sake of all people, indeed, all creation. In response to this joy, the church recommits to the ministry of care and love for neighbor following Jesus' example. This love of neighbor demonstrates love for God, whose steadfast love endures forever.
Thank you for listening. You are welcome to join St. Andrew's Lutheran Church in Columbia, Missouri for worship any weekend. More information can be found at saintandrewslutheran.org. That's saintandrewslutheran.org. Have a glorious week.